For now, though, we're going to focus on movies. 90% vaccination in Auckland, Ellie, you'll be able to go back to the movies again.
Oh my gosh, don't make me cry. What I would give to go into a cinema and just actually pay attention, you know?
Yeah, so mind you think we used to get annoyed at people like talking and rustling chip papers through the movies. Imagine if someone's coughing or sniffing behind you.
Oh, no. No. You'd have to get out. It's still
closed. I think so.
You'd have to run.
What do you got for us this week?
I looked at two movies, and they are on streaming sites, mainly because, look, I'm just shouting out to my homies in Auckland, and I know that you're getting to the end of watching everything there has been. So I thought I'd find ones that everyone can watch. But these ones are both new, and they're both out on streaming services. So the first one is The Guilty, which is on Netflix. Now, I don't know if you've seen them. Both of these, by the way, are kind of thriller horror, which, you know, we're going into spooky season. So essentially, The Guilty is a movie based on a Danish one of the same name, but this one is Americanized, and it has Jake Gyllenhaal in it. And I think last time I spoke to you, I talked about movies having to do filming in pandemics. This has just come out, so I'm sure that this was like also filmed in the pandemic time. It just so happens that this movie is like perfect for that, because essentially this whole movie is basically just looking at Jake Gyllenhaal's face, because the premise is he's a 911 operator, like emergency services operator, and the whole story is essentially what he's hearing through the call coming into the dispatch.
Yeah.
So apparently, side note, apparently there are actually quite famous voices in this. I had no idea who they were. Like, I'm not talking like Morgan Freeman, you can totally pick his voice out like in a second.
Yeah. Why hire a famous person for your voice if the voice isn't famous on its own, right?
Exactly. So they had people like Ethan Hawke, Bill Burr, Peter Sarsgaard. But I'm like, unless you've got Christopher Walken, it's very hard to know that this is a famous person doing this voice.
Yep.
So, but anyway, it doesn't really matter. The main thing is they've got Jake Gyllenhaal and or Gyllenhaal. I'm not actually entirely sure.
I think it is a soft G. I think you're on safe ground there.
Okay, cool. But he is, I mean, by the way, what a great actor he is. You think he's just a pretty face, but he is a really good actor, and he does exceptionally well in this, because he essentially has to hold almost the entire movie on his facial expressions and you know, because the story unfolds that he gets a call. Like, there's a whole backstory that we kind of don't find out to the end, but there's a whole story about how he was a cop, but he was like demoted down to being an operator because he's like under investigation for something, and we don't really find out what it is till much later on. But so he's got a chip on his shoulder anyway, and he seems to have quite a short fuse. But basically, a woman calls in saying that she is being kidnapped, and so it's this sort of really tense you know, fighting for someone's life, but over phone calls. So he's trying to call cops on the road. He's trying to call all these different places, trying to get people to find out where this woman is and save her. And the thing is, though, it's also apparently the screenplay was written by Nick Pizzolatto. And he is
that
the guy behind. Yeah, he's the guy behind True Detective.
Huh.
I will say,
serious,
there are big twists and turns in this movie. Like, there are real things that you don't expect to happen because kind of at the start you think, oh yeah, he's going to come emotionally involved in this case, but it actually doesn't do that way. It's sort of what we have is Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh, his name's Joe Baylor in the movie, but I just think of him as Jake the whole time. But he actually kind of he assumes something, and the viewer assumes how this story is going to play out, and it doesn't play out how he expects it to, and so therefore we don't. And you know, it is that kind of Matthew McConaughey smoking a cigarette, talking slowly kind of twist that you're like, what?
Yeah.
And that was great. And that was great. I mean, visually it was directed by another person, but visually it reminded me a little bit more of True Detective season 2, which was a little bit more glitzy and that sort of thing. But yeah, it was so tense the whole time. You kind of just, like, the whole time I was freaking out about what happened, and you can't look away. And that is very hard to do when you've really only got one character. And, you know, there were a couple of people who were in the call center, but for the most part, it's Jake Gyllenhaal having to carry it the whole time. I was so riveted, but definitely uncomfortable. Like, if you don't like thrillers or don't like that sort of really tense anxiety kind of movie, this might not be for you.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
you just got to be up for it. It's called The Guilty, and it's fresh out. And where do people find it? Sorry?
Netflix.
Okay, good one. What about Black as Night? It's the other one you've seen.
Black as Night is on Amazon Prime, and they're actually releasing quite a few different movies, like, ahead of the Halloween. So there's a lot of different scary movies on there if you're into them. This one isn't super scary. This one is actually more of a sort of fun teen melodrama, but it also has vampires. The thing about this is that I have watched a lot of vampire movies and TV shows. One of my favorite shows is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And it's very easy to do it wrong, but sometimes when it's done well, vampire lore is actually pretty great because there's so much to it and it's been here forever. So in Black as Night, this is set in New Orleans, and we've got Shauna, who's just a young girl, like a teenager, who is just having a normal summer. And essentially she basically goes home from a party one day and gets bitten by what she thinks is a homeless vampire. But the thing is that, I mean, you know, it sounds like I'm giving a lot away in that thing, but that's actually very early on, and it's not the rest of the movie. And I thought it was quite good to have that twist of, like, the main character in the movie kind of seems to get bitten by a vampire really early on, which is really unlike the lore. But in this one, they have the thing is, the vampires are almost like they're the enemy in this, but they're not the main. There's another storyline kind of going on with this, and it's more of a mystery. It's more of a sort of Nancy Drew, let's get to the bottom of where these vampires came from. So they're almost going after the vampires rather than the opposite, you know, like being chased by them or being attacked by them. But yeah, and the thing is that because it's New Orleans, first of all, Black as Night, obviously, they are talking about scariness and vampires, but all of the cast in this, for the most part, are black. And it is in New Orleans. Yeah. Yeah. So because of that, a lot of the storyline is kind of around the fact that all the characters are black, and essentially what happened to New Orleans after Katrina. So Shauna, who's the main character, her mum is addicted to crack and is not doing very well, and a lot of that sort of stems back to what happened after Katrina. You know, they were ripped from their homes, and they ended up having to be in almost like these project style places to live. So it kind of has this social commentary as well as, like, you know, frivolous vampires. I think the social commentary worked. I think they tried to put too much lore into the vampires. You know, I think for the most part, when you're doing stories like this, either make the whole thing about where these vampires came from or don't. I mean, we know what they do. They suck your blood. They don't like the sunlight.
That word you're using, lore, it's a bit of an odd one to hear. So L-O-R-E, you're talking about sort of everything that's come before in terms of vampires and what we know about how they work and how a vampire story is usually told, hey?
Correct. Yeah, sorry. It's probably the Kiwi accent. It sounds like you're talking about LAW, the law. Yeah. So I guess more the backstory is what I'm talking about, and you know, what sort of vampires these are. I don't think that, I think they sort of got a bit too in the weeds about that. But I thought overall, it's not going to be possibly a classic horror story, but I thought it was really enjoyable. And I haven't really mentioned the actors in this. We've got Aisha Cooper is the main girl in this, but actually all of the people in this movie are pretty relatively unknown. And that is actually something that's quite common in horror movies. Actually, a lot of actors get their start in horror movies or in scary movies, and then they move on, you know. So something's quite nice to do that, because you're not distracted by thinking, oh, that person's from this thing, or that person did that. You can kind of just enjoy it.
I remember Johnny Depp in the first Elm Street movie, and I think in the credits it's introducing Johnny Depp.
Yeah. I mean, if you think of Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, that all of these people who got their start in horror movies, and I mean, I really do love horror movies, which is why I stuck with it for Halloween, and I kind of just wanted to, both of those movies I would recommend you check out, but also, really, I've got to just say, if you're in Auckland and you're bored and you want to watch something for Halloween, do go back and try and watch Scream, which is by far the best movie of all time, in my opinion, horror or not. It's fantastic. And Scream 2 is even better, which is crazy. Scream 3 you can skip, but that's my recommendation.
Someone pointed out that Halloween is a very COVID-friendly celebration because everyone's wearing masks. I don't know if those Scream masks are as good as an N95, but anyway, the spirit's there. Thanks, Ellie.
You're welcome.
Ellie Ventura, pizza maker and movie critic. Black as Night was the one she was talking about, that sort of vampire horror set in New Orleans. And before that, The Guilty